On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Today is a brewery takeover of...
More!
Brewing Company in Huntley, Illinois.
The More Brewing beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are their Kolsch Style Ale, Moreover, a double dry hopped hazy IPA, the Villa Pils, an Italian Pilsner, Henna, chocolate and marshmallow Imperial Stout, Orange Cream Double Marbles, Milkshake Style Double IPA with Orange and Vanilla, and Peach Gobbler, a fruited sour ale, Thomas, a black IPA. Those are rare, but let's see what they did with it. And finally, Route 47, a gluten-free sour with lemon, lime, and coconut.
Needs more umbrella.
Way to round out a flight.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to another suds segment where we know some people don't like beer. And that's okay. I mean, it is. We also know that some people don't like listening to us. And hey, you know, that's okay too. Heck, even we don't like listening to us. But darn it, we do like beer. So... that being said, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, joining me at the table today.
My name is Bob. I'm from Canada. You don't like talking about beer. Unless it says Caroline or Labatt's, I don't like beer.
God, he sounds like a Kennedy.
He does.
Sort of.
That's kind of a Massachusetts accent.
Chowder.
Chowder. Chowder.
You do kind of sound like a masshole.
No. Canadians sound much more offensive.
You are completely Kennedy.
And when I think Canadian. Beer,
he's
I
Canadian.
Think of Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah. You hoser.
Hey,
yeah,
hoser.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you putting alcohol in your beer?
Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here with us today.
It's my pleasure. I was going to say my pleasure as usual, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, right? It's the day still early.
Right.
Go to my mic.
This storyline is about people that have invaded from Wisconsin and forgot to leave. That's what this episode is about. So,
were they Kurdish?
Oh.
Let's see what I did there.
You know, maybe a dairy farmer that couldn't make it and they decided to brew beer instead. Yeah.
Okay. Good old boy Sparky.
This episode is getting off to such a good start.
Yeah, I don't even know where to take this, but yes.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah. Good old boy Dave. Yo, hi.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. I'm more than ready to
more.
Talk about this brewery.
Oh, what he just did there. More. I see it.
I hope we have some more beer.
I think there might be some more beer in front of me.
I only see one, so I do want more.
Well, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a front of a lobotomy.
These guys.
The comedy is that, just.
It's comedy
gold. It's
going
to start soon, everybody. It's going to start.
Okay. Well, today is a brewery takeover of.
More.
Brewing Company in Huntley, Illinois.
I was paying attention.
You were.
Sometimes, the only one.
I'm so proud.
Where
were
you, Dave?
I'm right over here, buddy. Thinking about you, saying you're number one.
Okay.
Again.
Good old boy Dave has done some extensive background research on them. Please go ahead and share the plethora of words that you found on them.
It's extensive in quotes, right?
I fired up the Google machine. Here's what I found out. Well, after the extensive research I did by visiting their website, all I can tell you is that they are kid-friendly. And they have pretty
good... Okay, the website is a joke.
And they have pretty good parking. They do make a mean grilled cheese from the picture of it. So, but according to Untappd, the source of all beer information, Moore Brewing Company is a craft brewery with locations in Villa Park, Huntley, and Bartlett, Illinois.
Needs more background.
What part of Illinois is that? Sorry to
It's the part that's
that prison country down south or up north?
No, it's more towards the thing.
They're quite north. I looked at the map. There may be 10-15 miles from Wisconsin.
Okay, it looks like. Got it. Sorry.
So they're specializing in hop saturated ales, flavorful imperial stouts, and a variety of other unique ales and lagers.
We want to be the kings of unsaturated ales.
The name Moore, pardon me, sir. Sir?
Yes. Go ahead. Out of order. Continue the marketing spiel.
You'll have your turn. Yes. Senator, I only have a few moments. May I continue?
I don't recollect.
The name Moore comes from our town of Villa Park, which was previously known as Ardmore. We wanted to tie into
that's what threw me off.
The roots of the city, as well as offer more in additional to our beer. We have an extensive whiskey, bourbon collection, craft spirits, wines on tap. Nobody cares about that crap. And even feature other local Chicago breweries.
It's the whole conversation about changing the town name that I really want to know about. It's like, how did that meeting go? All right, everybody that hates Ardmore, raise your hand. We're going to be known as
Villa Park.
Yes, that's much better.
I just, in all the years that I spent with breweries, the adjective flavorful is, I mean, that could go so many ways. Like, well, you've never tasted anything quite like this before. It's flavorful.
I'm thinking of a frozen blow pop or something, you know?
Or like your great aunt's ambrosia salad.
There
like,
you go. That's what I'm talking about. Well-aged.
Well, that's flavorful.
Quite flavorful.
What century was that in the back of their fridge from?
Flavorful and pungent.
I remember I was doing a beer tasting once. I was doing a beer tasting sampling, and one of our salespeople goes like, well, there's a lot of flavors going on in there. Yeah.
None of them are good. There's a bunch of them.
Okay. All right.
I'm speechless with you, Jay.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Julie, you got to rein it back in.
We need more.
We need more. Well, besides Dave's extensive research on the Google machine, I was able to find a nice article from Beer and Brewing, which actually is a decent online magazine. I don't know if they're still in print. They used to be. Are they still in print?
They're one of the few beer magazines that's still print.
I've always liked them. But anyways, they have a nice article from 2019 about Moore Brewing and where these guys came from. So initially, they had a bottle shop in the suburbs of Chicago and then decided to open their own brewery. And that's how the whole thing got started.
Interesting.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. Fair. Moving on. Good old boy Kendall, would you mind giving us the selections of blended what we're going to be?
I'd be happy to. The Moore Brewing beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are their Kolsch style ale, Moreover, a double dry hopped hazy IPA, the Villa Pils, an Italian Pilsner, Henna, chocolate and marshmallow imperial stout. Oh, let's see. Orange cream double marbles. Milkshake style double IPA with orange and vanilla.
Okay.
I kind of like orange cream, so I'm curious about that. And Peach Gobbler, a fruited sour ale. Thomas, a black IPA. Those are rare, but let's see what they did with it. And finally, Route 47, a gluten-free sour with lemon, lime, and coconut.
Needs more umbrella.
Way to round out a flight.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I'm intrigued. If they pull these off, well, it could be good.
If three of these are good, I will call it a success.
A win. Okay. Good old boy Mike, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
I've decided to channel two common things you're going to hear in this part of the country. One is an unindicted Illinois politician. And the other is a Bears fan. We're going to call it the moment of grand desperation.
The Bears.
We'll start off with, hey, what do you think about that lineup? Because for number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Over here in Springfield, we always say before we even begin a meal, we say for Sips or Suds 2, was that a belch? I'm about to pass a stone or a bill that is going to indict half of the politicians here. And for number three, Suds, what a relief. So we almost made the playoffs this year, but it didn't happen. So, you know, for a Suds 4 rating, a body should really not make that sound. Hey, Larry, I know you. Right. Yep. For number 5, because my friend, Mr. Ditka, he always comes up and says, Dub Bears for 5 all day long. Listen to the hang time. Give me another.
Well done.
He said Mr. Ditka, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I heard part of
Ditka Shanera.
You know, yeah, the man.
Yeah.
Who owns the Bears?
Okay.
The McCaskies?
I think yeah, the McCaskies just died. The Bears, yeah. That lady just died.
Yeah, Miss McCaskey's dead. Yes. Just recently.
She's like 137.
I'm sure it's still in the family, but yeah, she was over 100.
Yeah.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, because we need a third Soldier Field to feel, you know, worthy. So.
Okay.
Let's talk about more.
Let's get to some beer.
Yeah.
Yes. Kolsch. Okay. First thing we are going to talk about is the Kolsch, 4.9% ABV, brewed with two varieties, a German Pilsner malt and Cryo Saz.
Mmm. Well, it's definitely to style. I'll give them that much.
And that is, if I may be so bold, Kolsches are hard to stay in style.
Yep. They usually get sweet or lemony, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Those are the two things going, hey, you really hose that up. And it's squeaky clean.
Yeah. I mean, there is a little sweetness in the middle. You get that, what you expect from a Kolsch, but it doesn't linger. Like a lot of them, you just get that syrupy feel in your tongue. And this one finishes nice and clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is pretty good, man.
I really like it. It's one of the better Kolsches I've had in a long time.
The only thing that it's lacking is a larger vessel.
Yeah.
Need a picture of this.
That says a lot.
You know, you're just supposed to drink these in like six of those little 10-ounce glasses.
That's right, the cold service.
I mean, there's nothing better in traditional cold service. I don't know if you've ever done it. Holy Grail.
I've got a whole set.
Louisville does it, and it's great. You just keep your card up, and they just keep bringing you those little glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Dang.
Mm. Wow. I like this place. Plan.
Okay. No, this is Dave. What do you think about this?
I like it. If Kendall likes it, I like it.
Oh,
there, that's it.
Because yeah,
yeah.
And cool. I mean, I'm happy that they have a Kolsch on the menu, and
I think it bodes well for the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did this well.
We are going to rate the Kolsch from Moore Brewing a 4, and we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a brewery takeover of Moore Brewing Company.
Gonna pay for that later.
Yeah. You are gonna pay for that later.
Plus interest.
Pay no attention to the subcontext here. Moore Brewing Company from Huntley, Illinois. Right before the break, we tried the Kolsch. We're pleasantly surprised by the Kolsch. Now we are going to move on to the Moreover, which is a double dry hopped hazy IPA.
Lots of melons.
Oh, yeah.
It's a melon fest. It's like honeydew melon. It's cantaloupe. It's, all of that kind of sweet, fruity. And it's all in the mid palate. It's really actually lacking some, bitterness to kind of balance things out. It's a bit too sweet.
It could use a little more bitterness, but I like this because so many double dry hop hazy IPAs just, they're all stereotypical. They all have the same feel. And a lot of them, there's something a little off about them. At least I think this has a mostly good drinkable character, but I do think a little touch of bitterness would make it even better.
Yeah.
So this is 6.5% ABV. They call it a delicious juice bomb thanks to a hefty hopping of Citra, Matuka, and Simcoe hops.
Yeah, not juice like you would typically find, like, that citrus component, lemon, orange.
Or like Jews in my synagogue.
There's that. Yes.
So yes. They'd be a little too bitter? Is that what you're saying there, Sparky?
I like it. I think this is a really nice, how I feel about hazies. Yes, if they're enjoyable, I can drink one or two of them. If they're not, I would have half a can of this.
Really?
I could do a full can of this.
I'd do a pint of
this. Maybe another.
Yeah, I think I'd try it on tap. I think it finishes pretty well because it finishes.
I like to drink a lot of beer. I mean, and that's the one thing about hazies is that I just...
That's why you're here at the table.
It's true. And the work release program, but... I feel like
you check that box on the application.
It's true. But that's always my thing with hazies is like they just fill me up and I feel like, if it's a nice clean. Yeah. Anyway, but this is very well balanced.
I think they fill you up, but then they kind of tax your palate too.
They tax your palate.
You just get tired. You're like, man, I think this is good. Like, oh, Julius, this is great. I love drinking this, but then.
Yeah, but it's an assault on the senses, and then you can't have anything else afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. And God forbid you have food with it, then you're hosed.
Then you just want to have a nap.
Well, for some of us, we are going to rate the Moreover Double Dry Hopped Hazy IPA a 4.
Oh, I was kind of with
You know what?
Me and Julie really like it.
Yeah, but there was a dimpled Chad.
I know.
Yeah, there was definitely a hanging Chad.
Yeah.
Well, there's something else. Do we have a story, folks?
Poor Chad.
Do we have a story,
from
folks?
From Wales?
You know what? It's interesting that you asked that question, Juliana,
because I was wondering if we had a story.
Yes, I do. I do. It's from the land of very few vowels, Wales.
How lovely.
I know, right? This is from the BBC. A woman who sent videos of herself passing wind in a series of harassing messages to her boyfriend's ex-partner has been given a community order.
You don't say.
Shop worker Rhiannon Evans.
How many people got lost in the? I sent this to my ex's partner. Who would that?
Okay. I can just say from the picture that she looks like she looks pensive.
Scored woman.
Yeah.
She
is definitely. Wow.
That says I'm pissed off in Starbucks all day.
All right, guys. Here's the skinny.
Well, no, she's the one who got the guy. I think.
She's the passer of the gasser.
Oh, she's the gasser.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. The gas passer has the boyfriend. She's sending the videos to his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
She won the prize. I mean, I'm assuming
that's a strange victory lap.
Yes, it is.
What?
All right. Well, let's get into this, guys.
Let's get into the story.
Let's see. I mean, this is the BBC, so it's got to be pretty authoritative. Yeah. So shop worker Rhiannon Evans, 25, of Mountain Street in Carnarvon, Gwynedd, pleaded guilty. You don't even want to know how that's spelled, but that's how it's pronounced. Pleaded guilty to pursuing a course of conduct amounting to the harassment. Prosecutors told magistrates in the town how Evans' first inappropriate video is she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas. She sent 3 more fart selfies. Wow, that is an entire category of selfies that was unknown to me until today. To Deborah Pruthyrk via WhatsApp on 22 December, the court heard, and four more in the following days, showing Miss Evans passing wind, her face smiling at the camera, magistrates heard. Damn. Evans was warned after police caught wind of the issue, but she sent further messages on Boxing and New Year's Day. Evans was arrested at her home and admitted to sending the videos and was given a 12-month community order and fines. She suggested that she wanted to send videos because she felt her partner was being treated unfairly, said prosecutor Diane Williams. It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout, found it hilarious, and her victim didn't. Miss Pruthyrk said in a statement, I would feel safe in my home.
How inappropriate.
Evans had difficult upbringing, the court was told. I mean, what sort of difficult... Okay, I'm not going
she
there.
She had poor upbringing?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I
can't imagine. At least she didn't try to light them. I mean, that's the one saving grace in the story. Anne was said to have mental health problems. Oh, a probation
really?
Officer.
You shocker. Think? Wow. Right?
Stop. No.
Is this poor decision making or a mental health crisis? Yes.
Yes.
Could be both, yeah.
Wow. So her probation officer said that she'd been in a relationship for 2 years and there was bad blood with her boyfriend's ex-partner. Harriet Gorst, defending, said, there's some issues going on between Miss Evans' partner and his ex-partner with regard to child contact. At the time she sent these videos, she had some drinks and she sent them awfully some beans too, understanding that this was now to cause victims some stress. And some skid marks and her undies.
Ooh.
She sent them without making malicious intent. Magistrates imposed 15 rehabilitation sessions, 60 days of alcohol abstinence, a cork for her buttocks, and a 2-year restraining order against contacting the victim. Evans must now pay £100 compensation and £199 costs. Well, there you go, guys.
You know what? Love stinks sometimes.
It does. And maybe Wales is the Alabama of England. Ooh, I'm sorry.
No, you're not far off. Probably.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Wow. That's...
That's a great story.
Are they sister cities in?
They could be.
If not, it might need to be.
Yeah.
Sister
you know,
states.
Because nothing says farting videos like, okay. You know, we're from Alabama.
Cardiff.
Where did it say that was
Mobile?
Wales.
I know, but wait, did you give a city name?
Oh, yeah. Cardiff. I went to...
Oh, it's in Cardiff. Okay. Okay. My people aren't from Cardiff, so...
No.
Okay,
good. It's not Cardiff.
It's not Cardiff. My people.
Kendall's I don't come from stuff like that. We don't do that.
Great-grandfather came over from
It's Carnarvon.
It's a group of idiots.
Yeah. It's Carnarvon Gwynedd. So not... Yeah, I just want to be clear.
Well, you know, as a solicitor, I'm really disappointed I didn't take this case.
So, sorry, buddy.
You know, because
what sort of defense
I don't even know where you would start going, so show me the videos. You know, what kind of evidence do you have that it was actually farted? I mean, how do you know that it was couldn't just been like a fan with wind?
It could have been called for jury duty. I think that would at least be something.
It could have been the fart machine. You just don't know.
Right. You don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
If you practice law over there, would you have to get one of those wigs?
That is high court. So that's a
don't let him fool you. He already has one.
Right. Now
Mike's got a lot of wigs though, so you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Good Old Boy Sparky.
You're welcome.
And
I'm sorry.
And the added dialect was very impressive. Very impressive.
Well, that was definitely the voices I heard in my head, you know.
Was it?
I just wonder
she's
what
a very
kind of,
naughty girl.
I just want to know specifically, is this a career limiting move, you know? When she hit send, you know,
because it's on WhatsApp, it
might be different.
Because if
there.
I am going to send a farting video, I want to do it in a safe, encrypted manner, you know, across WhatsApp.
Something tells me this Signal. Did not negatively impact her.
I'm really glad that, you know, she kept it safe. So,
okay. I mean, I've heard of stand by your man, but dang, no.
Right? Okay. Moving on, folks.
What was the point?
You know. Moving on. Let's go.
What are you going to do today? I'm going to make farting videos. Send them to my ex. You go, girlfriend.
Okay, well, if you were Beavis or Butthead, that might be what you're doing.
You seen the new ones? They're back.
Yeah.
Are they good?
They're okay.
Okay. they've kind of lost their luster.
It's hard to recapture the magic.
Yeah. I think it's the same old, same old.
I think it was the SNL skit that actually spurred that on.
Oh, that SNL skit was so good.
That was pretty amazing. That was good.
Okay. Moving on, let's get back to
beer.
More beer.
Ah. Uh-huh. So more the word beer. Italian Pilsner, what's the first thing you're going, I wonder if this is better or worse?
I'm just sitting. I've been sipping on this the whole time we had that conversation because it's good.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Is that why you've been holding your fingers together the whole time?
So we've had.
I love Italian Pilsners.
So, though, this says it's German.
It does?
Really?
Oh, I thought it said
it says Italian Pilsner here.
It's very hoppy.
Villa Pils from Moore Brewing, 4.8% ABV, which is what it says. And on the can, it says German style Pilsner.
Ah, so Dave,
our traditional German Pilsner
wrong.
With 100% German bread malts and hop with Hauertau and sauce.
That's why it's creamier.
I mean, I feel like they had to dry hop this thing a little bit.
Because it's bready and extra smooth.
So bright, and it really reminds me of an Italian one. I would not call this a German Pils at all.
Do you like it less now that you know that it's
no,
really a
it's
German
a beautiful beer. I love the hop flavors you're getting from it. And that's really hard to do if you're just straight up kettle hopping.
Who said bready? I thought that was spot on. You know, it is a bit on the bready side. Not bread. Bready.
They actually say it in the description that it is bready and extra smooth with a healthy amount of carbonation packed into every sip.
Yeah, it's kind of creamy. It's a little heavy on the palate, I think.
It is creamy.
Very nondescript. This would be something I need a pretzel to go with this.
Oh, yeah, I'm just loving it. I don't care what style it is. I just like this beer. It's super easy drinking. It has really nice flavors. I could put away a few of these.
What's the ABV on this one?
4.8.
Dude, yeah, I could.
Oh, this is crushable.
I banged this through a bunch of these.
Yeah, this is very crushy.
Mm. Yeah, that's a nice beer.
Okay, and we shall rate the Villa Pils, which is German/maybe Italian wannabe, a 4.
It's married to an Italian.
Yes.
It's an Illinois Pilsner.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
And what would that mean?
Another desperate moment in Soldier Field.
So one quick callback to Sparky's story. So apparently breaking up in like the UK is kind of a stressful thing, because the other story I'd heard about recently is this lady broke up with her boyfriend and he posted her phone number all over town and said, like,
send her farting videos.
If you call this number and do your best Chewbacca impression, the best impression wins 100 pounds.
Ooh!
And people are calling this lady constantly.
Oh, I want that number.
At all hours of the day.
Oh, I love this.
And like 3 in the morning, she'll get a phone call.
This is better than revenge porn all day long. Yeah. I'm telling you, that is brilliant.
But you know you can set your iPhone to just dump numbers that aren't in your contacts, right?
I know.
That's what I would do. Because that would get annoying really, really fast.
I would ask for like Beavis and Butthead, you know.
Well, like people would keep calling and be like, I want my money. Where's the prize murder? Did I win? Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But do it over WhatsApp in a safe and secure, you know, encrypted manner. Okay, people?
Sure. End-to-end encryption.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Bring on the vanilla.
We're not there yet, buddy.
No, but close. Okay. The next beer that we are going to talk about is Henna, the chocolate-covered marshmallow variety. This is 14% ABV, and this is part of their Henna series, they have all sorts of varieties of
guacamole.
Things.
Need a open fire pit.
Okay. Yes.
Need a shot of insulin.
So
that's where I was going.
Okay. Imperial start with marshmallow and cocoa nibs.
This is diabetes in its in a cup.
So just Hershey's syrup.
It really, yeah. It reminds me of that one beer that like Brandon Jones did with Untitled Art a couple of years back, which was literally like fermented Hershey's syrup. Like,
Let me, while you're forming your opinions of this beer, let me just say, okay, I bought all these as singles. That particular can of beer was almost $12.
Holy Moses!
Wow. And when they sell it in two packs for $23.
It's because nobody could finish a whole one.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's so sweet.
It is very, very sweet.
Even the 3 ounces I have in front of me, I'm staring at the rest going, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
The viscosity alone. Look at the legs of this thing. And it's like,
this is like burnt mortar oil, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, chocolate marshmallow, yeah, they nailed that. If you're a chocoholic, you might like this beer. But
this is clinging to hot chicken that I still have in my system from 2 weeks ago.
I feel it slowly just sort of oozing down my body.
It's just so sweet.
What's the ABV on this? Do you know?
14.
Yep, that tracks.
Yeah.
So I guess my question about this beer, I mean, if you like sweet imperial stouts, if you like flavored sweet imperial stouts, yeah,
you're going to love it.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Like, this
if
is,
you want to get wasted.
This is the perfect beer to have when mm-hmm. you're setting a mood 100%. Of some sort.
Okay. A mood of blackout drunk with diabetes on the side.
But, okay, first of all, do you even have anything to eat with this? Like,
why?
I don't know. To cut it?
Yeah, I was about to say, the only thing I don't have is a knife to cut this.
Yeah, you need
some fresh raspberries.
No.
Or strawberries. Or cherries. Or any kind of fruit.
I think
you a little acidity.
To cut some
acidity, cut through that sweetness.
Very
so much sweetness.
This just needs ice drain.
I don't know. Maybe like... maybe some mascarpone cheese. I don't know. Or is
ooh,
that?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Do
just
you want to be fancy?
More sugar.
There are no notes. Like,
bring it on.
If you look at the label, it says chocolate and marshmallow imperial stout. I mean, it is literally just chocolate and sugar.
Yeah. Probably does it have an insulin vial actually taped to the can?
Taped to the side. Yeah.
Because it should.
So where does the beer end and the dessert
it's
start
just,
with this? Do you know what I mean?
This is pastry stout with a capital P.
That's true.
So I think that part of what, you know, when I am looking at pastry stouts is the base beer, was it good before they adulterated it? Mm-hmm. And to me, I think that it was off balance and overtly sweet to begin with before they actually dumped all the adjuncts in this. And... so
yeah, unfortunately, we don't know.
I think in the
house
of pastry stouts,
I'm looking at some of the other flavors.
Dragging,
they did like Rocky Road. There's gingerbread, hazelnut latte, affogato.
I mean, there's They did the gamut with this, like
every adjunct you can.
And I'm sure they
let's be offensive 20 different ways.
Yeah. Mm.
So
at $12 a can, though,
this is very Hoppin' Frog to me.
I just think this is an imperial stout that just was lacking to begin with, and I just don't see it really, you know, doing well as a pastry stout, as an imperial stout.
I can't feel my molars anymore.
Yeah. And the thing is like, I mean, I think it's safe to say that at the table, we're not exactly the biggest fans of like the excessive pastry stouts in the world.
Yeah, but I can still rate it for what it is.
I know.
Yeah.
It fits its style well.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going with this.
Okay. We are going to rate the henna chocolate and marshmallow a 3, and we will be back with more.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, all as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, folks. Today is a brewery takeover. And the particular brewery takeover that we're doing
is more brewing.
We have a lot more work to do.
From Huntley, Illinois. So far we've had a Kolsch, nice German-style beer, and then we had a double dry hopped hazy IPA.
I like to cleanse my palate with a Kolsch.
And then we went to a German Italian wannabe pilsner, maybe.
Delicious.
Then we had our molars cleansed by a chocolate marshmallow imperial stout. Now we are going to go into the
Slender vanilla
ice cream kind of area, and we're going to the orange cream double marshmallows. It is a milkshake style double IPA with orange and vanilla, and the ABV on this wonderful thing is only 8% ABV.
Nice.
Is it double marbles or double marshmallows?
I might drink a whole 16-ounce can of this. This is just not that kind of beer, but I would split a couple of these with folks and enjoy it. But that's because I love orange and vanilla. I love that orange cream, creamsicle flavor so much that I use kids' toothpaste. I brush my teeth with orange cream toothpaste.
That's awesome. Wow.
This is a flavor combination that I really, really love.
I think you should move that to the top of the resume, Kendall.
Yeah, right? I'm serious. I just love orange cream flavor.
Do you like portion
earlier beer? I said I like it just because Kendall likes it.
There's a toothpaste tasting contest that you just we will have to find just for you. So
yeah, I use 4-year-old toothpaste.
A four-year-old.
You're not going to judge too much.
He sellers his toothpaste.
Well, so I'm not sure about the hops in this, but absolutely orange. I
don't think so.
It's supposed to be a double IPA.
Yeah, so this is the double version of their popular orange creamsicle inspired milkshake IPA with amarillo and citra hops.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to try that too.
Just hot ocean milk with dead animal croutons.
I feel like the orange cream kind of like mows over those. I mean, I get it on the very end, I think, maybe. But yeah, I'm with you, Kendall. I mean, it's delicious. It definitely delivers as promised, but it is
what it says it is.
I don't know if I could.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It is what it says it is.
Super, super creamy.
They are who we thought they were.
I mean, this is one of those beers. It's like if you're into these flavors, you're going to enjoy it. If you're not, you're not.
Sweet. The first thing that came to mind was Orange Julius.
Oh, man, that place was amazing.
Ringer for, you know, a original Orange Julius. It has that full...
With an egg or without an egg?
Without an egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, to me, an orange creamsicle is a bit sweeter than this is. This has, you know, the element of orange is kind of a bit more
forward. It's got a little bit of that bitterness from the IPA.
It definitely does, yeah.
Yes. And it was really the first element of aroma that I picked up on was actually the orange. So I thought it was going to be a lot sweeter than this. Just reading the description alone, you know, when I read something that says the word vanilla, I immediately, you know,
you're thinking of a bomb
of a defensive, you know, palate, disposition. But this is pretty well balanced. This is well done.
Just enough vanilla to really complement the orange, and I don't know how nature worked that out, but those are two flavors that really work well together.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this works. At the end of the day, yeah.
I'm shocked.
I know, but it's a well made milkshake beer.
You know what? Everybody, get on your knees.
This
and start
is a sign of the apocalypse.
The world is about.
I'm going into my bunker, guys. It's a good run.
Okay. Is this a sign that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl?
No, I don't know. I think it's the end of the world because Mike likes a milkshake stout.
The seventh seal has been broken, everyone. So
hey, the orange cream double marbles. From More Brewing, Mike is rating a 4.
I don't even know if I can hit the button. Good grief.
Mind blowing.
Look at you.
It was well made, you know.
Was that hard for you to say that? Was it hard to come out?
If it's good, it's good.
He's never said that about a milkshake IPA.
No, I know.
That's mostly true, yes.
Wow.
Now this next beer, I like.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about now from More Brewing is their peach cobbler.
Does this come with an aroma warning?
So this is a scrumptious fruited sour ale with peaches, vanilla, granola, and milk sugar, just like Grandma used to brew in her kitchen.
Yeah. Wait, what? Grandma was a brewer?
You know, when Grandma opened that can of canned peaches, that's what this
exactly,
smells like.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Holy cow.
With the syrup. With the syrup.
Just, if you just drank the clean just peaches, syrup.
Yes.
All by itself, and maybe put just a little bit of sparkling water with it, that's what this would
Or maybe
like.
The can went bad
it
and fermented.
So exactly. Yes.
Peach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so this one is only 7.2% ABV.
This needs to come with an aroma warning, okay?
Aroma warning.
You can smell this from 10 feet away.
You know, that's what happened to the lady from Wales. She has an aroma warning
there. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I really like it, though, because I like peach, and this thing is a really so good beer, peachy. Yeah. It's just,
but it's not really a peach sour. I mean, this is like the strawberry rhubarb of...
This needs a restraining peach. Order.
No, I think that's a good way to say it, Sparky. Like, it's like strawberry rhubarb. It's not really a sour.
No.
It's a little tart.
A little bit, but I mean...
Which is great because there's a lot of sweetness there, too. Yeah.
And if this is claiming to be a sour, I would think it would be... Well, I'm just saying. It says fruited sour ale. But if this is claiming to be a sour, is this supposed to be like a kettle sour then? And if it is a kettle sour,
sure.
This is the creamiest kettle sour I've ever had. What I'm getting at.
I think it's just a bad idea.
I mean, this is peach cobbler in a beer. And they did a good job of it.
I think it's hilarious that Mike likes the orange vanilla
but not creamsicle.
Like and then he's like, oh no, this is peachy.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, but I think it's just a lazy beer. I think that is, it falls in.
You're lazy. I think they took a can of Budweiser. They poured some peach syrup in it.
Pretty much.
Like, you know what?
Yeah. You know, I'm
deal
sorry.
Deal with it, people.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing.
You know what? The apocalypse is averted.
Mike's back to normal.
The world has found alignment. Do you guys remember that old O'Fallon used to have a wheat peach beer? Mm-hmm. Weech?
Yes.
Do you remember that beer?
Yes, I do. I like that one, actually.
No, we'll never have that again.
Oh. All right. So what do we want to rate this beer? Dude,
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
We're all over the place.
There you go.
I think that Joe Q Public is going to go with it and say that it is a 4.
Wow.
Wow.
So, but the peachiness on this,
it's peach, yeah, right. And they did it well. It's not fake. It really tastes like peaches.
I would rather have the cling peach.
I mean, it is real peaches, but it's not the peaches I'm going for. This is not like,
okay.
This is like the canned peaches, not
what
the...
What is that?
These are not the peaches you're looking for.
But I think, though, if you go into the brewery with the variety of your family members that may or may not be all into beer, I think what they're doing is good because they have something for everyone.
My mother does not drink, but I think I could
She would drink her that. Yeah,
I think I could. Sure. It's like, oh, mom, here's some peach juice.
I think my mom might go that way. She'd be like,
I would give that to my least favorite aunt.
That's 7.8
something. If you're going to call it a peach cobbler, I mean, you know what
it is. It is a peach cobbler. It's 100% well-put named. Yeah.
Okay.
When you take your Aunt Linda to the brewery, this is her beer.
Sure.
Pour it over some ice cream.
And honestly, kudos to them for making something reasonable for who it's for. Okay. Granted, we won't, but anyways. Okay. Now for something completely different.
Yeah.
And now for something completely different.
Yes. We are going to Thomas, which is a 7.2%.
Tomas.
Black IPA with Cascade, CTZ, and Citra hops.
This is a really nice counterpoint to that last beer.
Yeah, thank you for taking us over the mountain to the other side.
Thank you for cleansing my palate, my colon.
This is really... Nobody touched your colon here, buddy.
That's the third show.
Really good.
That's the third episode.
Maybe I'm weird, but why doesn't everybody love black IPAs? I love black IPAs.
I think because they're racist. A really cool style.
When they're made well, they're so good, and I'm digging this
one. That's the problem is...
A lot of them are garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're wannabes.
Well, and usually it's the choice of, you know, the hops are usually fighting, you know, the roasted malt. And that's... I think that is the very common mistake that people are making with this style is that they start off with a hop profile that they're just using, you know, with regular malt all day long. And when they move to a roasted, you know, malt is they're like, oh, well, this is going to be more of the same, right? No, it's not.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Go ahead, Sparky.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I've always lumped in black IPA into some of those like fad you know, like the black lager and just like, or
Brute IPA,
you know, it's just kind of like, there's so many people. What in God's name?
We'll get to that.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
Okay. But, wow. Yeah. But to me, I would drink this and I'm always such a fan.
Sorry, folks. We're distracted by the next beer.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have a black light, by the way? Because I feel if we had a black light, something amazing would happen with this next beer. But to finish on this, I mean, this is so like I'm enjoying the roasty malts. I love the way that the hops play off of it. And I just think this is such a underappreciated style. And when it's done well like this, and I mean,
there's parts of the country where you can find this better. But
but I was going to say like the issue is finding one that's done well, because there's so many people that use coloring to make it so dark, but I have a feeling this was used with like legitimate dark roasted malts.
You can taste the malts perfectly.
I fell in love with the style years ago. Both Stone Sublime was something self-righteous.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And then Southern Tier Iniquity. Both were more. Those were more double black IPAs. But I fell in love with those flavors, and ever since, if there's a black IPA on the menu, I'm gonna try it. That's my go-to.
And be disappointed
most of the time. Yeah, but when you, it's like one of those things. It's like when I find it and it's good. Wow, it's so good.
I think, you know, I like this a lot because, like, I also like Schwartz beers.
Yeah,
but it's,
me too.
But it's a different experience because
with
a Schwartz beer, it's
more
it's
baking
a lager.
Spices.
It's a lager, and it definitely is cleaner.
The bitterness is much more subtle.
But this gives you that same sort of feeling, but with a lot more finish and a lot more of the hop up front.
I really like the choices they made with all the hops around this. I would have to say it's one of the better made black IPAs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Thomas from Moore, we are going to rate a 5.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I guess this is the end of the episode, so it's great being with all of you today.
That was the last beer we are going to.
My God,
and,
so blue.
And the outro music. The outro music. I mean, cue it now.
Whatever.
The outro music.
Folks, we have one last beer here.
I've never had neon beer.
This is called Route 47. This is a gluten-free sour with lemon, lime, and coconut. 5.7% ABV.
Trailer Park Sangria. Yeah.
This is brewed in collab with Atrium Brewing in Louisville. Yes. So,
somebody from Kentucky.
Makes good stuff.
Okay, it's inspired by the nautical drink from that one fast food drive-in.
All right,
you know what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, folks.
Look at the label.
Can art looks very similar to a sign from that drive-in you're all familiar with, where you can go get Tots various slushies and things.
Yeah, Tots. Yes,
Honic
and an amazing breakfast burrito. Yeah.
I would say it's amazing. It's suitable.
Yeah. It's my go-to breakfast burrito.
This would be something
it's
I would lean over and go, Kendall, what is that you have in that glass?
Yeah.
Because
I'm more of a cherry limeade guy myself. But
you need the rabbit turd ice and a cherry to complete this.
This is very White Claw kind of.
Honestly,
I don't hate this.
I don't hate it, but it almost reminds me of one of those, that Baja Blast
That's what happens after you drink
but
it.
But it's better than that because it doesn't have that aspartame.
We have the episode, the episode with the gas station, you know, beers.
Yeah. Yes.
This was should have been on that show.
Yeah. But weirdly, I like this.
Okay. I honestly.
And again, this is for the person that gets dragged to the brewery that doesn't like beer.
Oh, I think they should be forced to drink this.
Well, and if they have a cider or something else that's gluten-free, this beer could.
I was going to say, this is so easy drinking, the kids would like it.
Yeah, right.
Wow. I'm going to go with Kendall on this. Yeah. I really didn't want to like this, but it's actually
kind of tasty. I hate myself for saying something light blue is actually good.
We're going to rate this one a 3, the Route 47. Yeah. And folks, I spilled a little bit of that motor oil. You know,
it looks like motor oil.
It hasn't moved. It's like it hasn't moved.
It's become sentient.
It's so thick and viscous that it's not moving.
I think you should mix the Route 47 into the henna, and that might.
Interesting. Why is it that people think that coconut is blue, though? Like, seriously.
I don't know where that.
Where does that come from?
I mean, maybe.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. The
Curacao?
Best thing in the flight was the orange milkshake.
Wow.
It's a good flight, though.
It was.
Overall, more beers making good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to do it for today, folks. Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed this. I've heard a lot about these guys out of the Chicagoland area, and I'm glad I got to try their beer.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy Mike, this has been quite the monumental episode.
Well, if you're looking for more, look to our back catalog of other exciting episodes of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Sparky, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for putting all this together. I mean, this was really a journey to, and there were some good surprises.
Not just a journey of the senses, wasn't it?
I need to put this in a video on WhatsApp.
And a little nostalgia, too.
A little bit.
Good old boy Dave. Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to send you a quick video here right after this.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.